Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Boy, the stuff you hear when you don't have the mics on yet. I'll tell you what.
You could have turned them on. We'd both be unemployed, right?
Joe loves me. That's all we're going to say about that.
Well, let's not get carried away. I think you're a nice guy.
In a brotherly fashion.
In a, well, you know, misguided. You are misguided, but you are a nice person.
And stupid.
No, I don't think you're stupid.
Okay. The Catholics don't think I'm stupid, but the regular Christians do. All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Super duper glad to see everybody on the radio who is on the radio right now. Thank you for joining us. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer.
Regular Christians. Implying Catholics are irregular Christians.
Yeah, well, they are in my house.
All right. Okay.
So there's, you know, my lovely bride is, she'll, well, what is that phrase you guys use? Oh, the one true church.
Oh, okay.
That's y'all.
Well, there are a lot of churches out there, and I think God doesn't look at labels.
Okay. I think you're probably right. But if you look at some of the doctrine, if you want to find the one that says they are the one true church...
Everybody says
you need to look at to the saint local churches.
You ain't going my way, you're going to hell.
Well, that's right. But you don't say that. All right, so that's fantastic.
I don't say that, no.
All right, so welcome on board, everybody. That takes care of today's frivolity.
Oh, that was frivolity, was it?
Okay. Yeah, we need better
what
frivolity.
What passes for it, right?
Yeah, we need better frivolity around here. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. The hometown pharmacies are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. When we last spoke, we talked about the U.S. government shutdown, the bad behavior of the U.S. President Donald John Trump, and, let's see, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, those kinds of characters.
We started discussing the Covington situation, which has taken another strange turn. Did you hear the latest?
I would not say that I have heard the latest.
Well, the latest involves the National Shrine. It says officials at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception,
which is a huge Catholic function, yeah.
Right, in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday confirmed earlier reports that a Native American rights activist led several dozen people in an attempt to enter the shrine during the Saturday evening mass. In a statement to Fox News on Wednesday, Basilica officials said a mass was being celebrated at 7 p.m. when Nathan Phillips and his group attempted to enter the building while chanting and hitting drums. At this time, mass was being celebrated in an upper church where the individuals attempted to enter, the statement read. In respect and reverence for the mass, the individuals were not permitted to enter the basilica due to the disruption it would have caused during the solemn mass. The individuals were asked to leave the property after it was determined they did not intend to share in the celebration of the service.
So this is the same Native American, Mr. Phillips and
right,
company?
Right, who claimed originally that he was blocked by the young man. There was a fascinating...
Well, if you believe that report, maybe they were looking for a confrontation.
Who, the kids?
No, the Native Americans.
Native Americans, yeah, I think they probably were, and so were the black Israelite Hebrews or whatever they are. But what I found interesting, there was a very interesting opinion piece this morning that I thought really... kind of sums everything up very nicely. It's written by Bradley Blakeman. He said, the students from Covington Catholic High School who were painted as antagonists after a video of them at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. last week went viral, were unfairly targeted and condemned by the vicious media. But the worst part of the condemnation that rained down on their heads did not come from the media. It came from the school that the students attend and the local Catholic diocese that it serves. Like the mainstream media, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Covington and Covington Catholic High School chose to convict their own students before all the facts were known. We extend our deepest apologies to Mr. Phillips, the Native American who came face-to-face with the students. A joint statement read, "This behavior is opposite to the church's teachings on the dignity and respect of the human person. They vowed an investigation and, quote, appropriate action up to and including expulsion." When the students needed their religious leaders the most, the ones who knew them best, they were condemned by them and led to the slaughter. The school's stated mission is, in part, to encourage respect for others and service to the community, to embrace the gospel message of Jesus Christ in order to educate young men spiritually, academically, physically, and socially. But Covington High School and the diocese it serves did not practice what they preach. By throwing their students and parishioners under the bus, they betrayed them and every tenet that they are supposed to hold dear.
Did they apologize to the students?
Not that I saw. You know, they closed down the website. They shut their doors yesterday because of death threats and all that. I mean, these kids are scarred forever now. And you know, and the people, the adults who should have at least given them some benefit of the doubt didn't. The people who knew them best.
As far as you know.
Well, I'm going by the story.
Well, every story that comes out is another fragment of the story, but we still don't have the whole story. So.
Well, what's the whole story?
Well, tomorrow you're going to find out that the school apologized immediately after this and rescinded their remarks and admitted that they jumped the gun and said that's not the better part of the faith that they behold. It's like the Christian who calls in and says, look, as a Christian, Mark, I think you're stupid. You know, honest to Pete, where in your faith does it say that you're supposed to say that to people, to name call and disparage people?
It doesn't. I mean, they have, as a religious institution and an educational institution combined, I think they have an added sense of responsibility toward their students.
Right, so a greater
over
lesson,
and above
a
what,
greater lesson learned.
I would hope they learned it. I wish they would come out with a statement saying, we deeply regret that we threw these kids under the bus without knowing all the facts.
Well, they probably have. To them.
I haven't seen that story anywhere, and I don't think this piece would have been written had they done that.
All right. We don't know, but it's possible that Joe is 100% right. That I guess that possibility always exists. All right, read the one on the far right, if you would, please.
On the far right, yep. Okay. I listened to a replay of Wednesday's show, and I'm still dismayed as to how the left justifies abortion. I'm sure that Mr. Mitchell belongs to one of those non-denominational hipster Christian churches that serves communion to only those who believe that murder is not a commandment. Did he ever research just why most women choose abortion? 75% say it's because, quote, the timing is not right financially. It will affect my college education. I'm having relationship problems right now, and I'm not ready to be a mummy. Really, Than? What would that non-liberal God say, or Jesus, his conservative son, have to say? For most of us, a fetus is not the same as a gallbladder. I'm sure that the Mitchell family thinks that as long as they are Democrats, God will look the other way. Bluntly put, we were told to keep our legs together. The you-know-what stays in its cage.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. I didn't read that letter all the way through it.
So you would have had me not read it?
Well, no, it's kind of a funny ending, so I guess we can read it. We do everything else on this show.
This is free speech, brother.
How about it? Al, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
I'm calling with the statistic I heard, you know, on the abortions for last year. The number is 332,287. And I'm within 1% there. I don't have it exactly, but that's the approximate. And most of them were black.
The number of abortions last year, what's that number?
332,287.
Where'd you get that, Al? Where did that come from?
I heard it on the news. I think it was Fox. Or is Hannity, one of those guys. But that is the number. I saw it. I didn't hear it. I saw it, too.
Okay.
That is the number. And that's what this is all about. I mean, he was previously at a Catholic church. They're the only religion, really, that is standing up for the unborn.
Well, that's not true. The Baptists, many
Protestant
churches.
Well, yeah, because every other church has abandoned a lot of things. I mean, I don't want to get into the church thing. But anyways, that's what it's all about. It's about killing babies. 332,287 of them last year. Most of them are black. That's worse than anything I can ever imagine, and I hate being a part of this nation that does this. to our children that are unborn, because my Bible tells me when Elizabeth was pregnant, Mary went to see her. When Mary went to see her, John the Baptist, which is Jesus' cousin, jumped and leaped for joy in the belly, in the womb, as soon as Mary walked in the room. That confirms it for me. I mean, and he knows every hair on your head before you're even born. So when it comes down to
which
it,
for Joe's, in Joe's case, requires less memorization.
He doesn't know much about me.
Anyway,
it is. It's immoral. And if you were ever involved in one, it will haunt you for the rest of your life. And it will cause all kind of things. And the only thing that really will help you is go to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and ask him for forgiveness and mean it and do it daily. So you can keep on going and put up with what's going on in our countries right in front of our eyes and what they're doing to these children. And what else did Jesus say about doing to the children? Anyone that makes these, one of these little ones sin, woe to you. And that's one of the strongest things he's ever said. And it's, you know, it's in red in my Bible, so I know Jesus said it, or they wouldn't put it there.
Oh, you have one of those highlighted Bibles that does anything that's a direct
every
quote.
Every word Jesus says is red in it, so.
Gotcha.
I don't remember exact dates, numbers, and everything else, but I'm usually on my estimates and what I say, I usually can come out within 1% of what I'm talking about. So I'm about 99% right. The other part is human.
All right, very well. And while you were reading, you didn't hear, you said God knows every, can count every hair on your head. And I said...
Before you're even born.
Right, before you're even born. And I said, in Joe's case, it requires less memorization for God, so... All right, anyway,
well, he's
sorry.
Got them all. And,
dead serious,
you know,
topic.
Like
I shouldn't be making light of that.
The sand on the beach and the footprints on the beach. There's a lot to be learned in that book there.
Amen.
And we'd be way farther ahead if we just started going by the truth instead of, you know, all this rigmarole to try and get through life and I don't know what they're doing. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Is there anything in there about holding a grudge?
Yeah, you don't do that. You forgive seven times seven times 777.
Look, I gotta work
he's
on that.
He's always
one.
In the sevens and stuff like that too. So, and that number, the 332,287. I'm praying for every one of them souls because they'll be around forever. They went straight up to heaven with Jesus, and they're probably up there like, oh my. You know, and maybe one of those people that they got rid of last year would have straightened this whole mess out. And the one thing that everybody's looking for to make everybody happy, maybe was in one of those 332,287 kids.
Did God know they were going to be aborted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he permitted it.
He gives us a free choice and free will. And, you know, it said this, and it says about... In Revelations, it also says about the artificial intelligence and the mark of the beast. And but it talks in riddles and rhymes, and it can be interpreted a million different ways.
I know you said you didn't want to get involved in the church thing, but there are many religious organizations that oppose abortion on religious grounds, not just the Catholic Church, many of them.
Oh, good, good.
And
a lot of them, I got away from some of them because they like the gay marriage, and I just go by the simple 10 rules.
Okay, but you know, this is not a country. In other words, we would object if this country was run under Sharia law. And I think that there are some people, there are certainly some people who would object if it was run under straight Christian interpretation. For whatever reason,
well, yeah,
we were founded
I
on Christian.
Too.
Well, we were
and
founded
I,
on.
I,
let me finish. Let me finish, Al.
Right.
Al, let me finish. We were founded on by men who some of whom were Christians, some of whom were agnostics, some of whom were of other faiths. But, you know, the whole idea here is that there is a certain amount of freedom of religion and freedom from religion. And I think we have to honor both.
The main rules they took in the Constitution were from the Bible. I mean,
more of them were from English. They were also from English common law, which is where many of our laws came from.
All right, we got you.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much, Al.
You know, if you just, that's a good book to go by.
All right. Well, no argument there. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. We've got two emails pending, but we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we would like to hear from you. We talked about abortion as it relates to the federal dialogue that's underway, the national dialogue that was the March for Life that was held on Sunday, and that was the location where the Covington Catholic High School students met up with a group of Native Americans and heard the Hebrew-Israeli chants from another group of individuals, and that's led to our discussion today. So, abortion, March for Life, U.S. Constitution, Covington Catholic, Native Americans marching into a Catholic shrine and hoping to, certainly the result would be to disrupt the outcome. I don't know their mindset, did they want to, but that certainly would have been disruptive. All right, we have open phones. What's your opinion on all this? Call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Two notes. One comes from a local pastor who says, please tell everyone, Mark, you should know the Lutheran Church does not support abortion, but we don't impose our will on all of our parishioners, and it isn't always a brought-up topic. Any good pastor would tell you that the ELCA does not support abortion, and it would be a sin to take the life of a child unborn. That's where the Lutheran Church stands on that. And the other important message on the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We'd like you to know that they sell a bunch of cars down there, okay? Fords, cars, and trucks.
Lincolns?
Yes.
Kias?
Yes.
Hyundais?
Yes.
All right.
That's the list. Okay, well, fantastic. All right, well, that takes care of that. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Now, they got that there going for them and hundreds of these vehicles on the lot, and they can order more if you need it. They are a premier service provider, meaning the quick lane plus the big truck garage plus the body shop plus the alignment shop. You name it, they can make a vehicle just sing. They got a car wash, too. They can fix any kind of vehicle. It doesn't have to be a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln. They can fix absolutely any type of vehicle. Plus, trucks, master towing service for large trucks. Some of those tow trucks really are just a huge crane with about 18 wheels on them, but they can haul tractor trailers, trailer and all, if need be, and then fix the truck because they got truck bays that are super high in the air, and they can fix any size truck as well. Master towing service, too. Rollbacks, hooks, as they still call them, or any other way to get a vehicle around, they can do that. The Sunbury Motor Company, there just couldn't be any company locally who's more full service than that. Sunbury Motor Company, you can hook yourself up with them at sunburymotors.com. We got one caller standing by and another one on the way. We'll start out with Lance. Good morning, sir. You're on the Mark.
Hey there. Why, if those abortion numbers are correct, that's some of the best news I've heard in my lifetime.
What, lower numbers than what you had expected?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Because at one time we were committing over 1 million abortions.
In the U.S.? A year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
How do you suppose we killed 50 million human beings since Roe v. Wade?
Is that an officially recognized number, Lance?
Absolutely.
From what source?
Well, I can't really say.
But you can find out and you'll get back to us. We know that to be true. But anyway, that wasn't your main point, just that in effect it appears to be good news.
Oh, yeah, because the last figures I really had was like 750,000. Now, I believe that he's probably quoting the number that Planned Parenthood is responsible for, I think. I'm not sure. And the deal yesterday about more abortions and live births in the New York area, you know, for black folk, is really true. It is. Because we remember Margaret Sanger, and she's the founder, really, of Planned Parenthood, the one they give the award for, has said that abortion was a great way to solve the Negro problem back when. So I believe they're doing it, and they've turned it around so that the, well, black women think that this is a right that we should enjoy, rather than realizing that they're, well, genocidals are alive and well.
Now, Wikipedia is four years behind now.
Okay.
They stop in 2015 with 638,000 abortions. In 2014, 652. The peak of this number was never in the millions. It
was
800-some thousand.
I looked this up while Lance was talking, and under Check Your Facts, it says Twitter users recently claimed that 60 million abortions have been performed in the U.S. since the Supreme Court decided Roe versus Wade. That is true. There have been roughly 60 million abortions since the case was decided in 1973.
All right, and I lied also. 1989, the whole period from 78 to 96, the numbers are in the millions, so apologies there. I didn't go back far enough. Yeah, it starts out in 1978 with 1.1 million, then up to 1.2, 1.3. The peak would be 1989 with 1.4, and then 1990,
so
1.4. And then
60 million people, the odds are there may have been another genius or two in there, right? Probably a few criminals.
For sure. That's for sure.
Maybe somebody who could cure cancer, yeah.
So, and 638,000 is the most recent number. So the trend is downward. So, in a modicum of, if that's your good news, we'll just have to take it. But that's the good news only. I'm not even going to say it. 638,000 in 2015.
332,000 last year, right?
Oh, is that okay?
That's
good.
The number you Al gave us.
Okay.
Oh, okay, right. If that's correct.
Yeah, well, that's
as
correct.
As Lance indicated, I think that's a portion of the total number. Go ahead, Lance.
All of the reasons that they gave, you know, for 75% of the abortions are really null and void now, at least in Pennsylvania, and yet barely single digits when you add up the number of people that have abandoned their babies, you know, for us to take care of.
Well, and
so
some people believe Governor Cuomo in New York just signed a bill that would allow abortions up until right before birth.
Oh, he's the guy that did that. Okay, I knew that, but that's just recent.
That's yes, very recent, in the last few days, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. He's trying to eliminate the black population. I mean, it seems to me that's what's happening.
All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, really, I mean, there's no excuse for using it for birth control, I don't think. Do you? I'm sorry, but there isn't. There are other options.
I certainly don't favor it, but it's a woman's right to get an abortion.
Legal.
I don't ascribe motives
so. You know, we're talking about rights. I don't know that it's a right. I mean, it's not in the Constitution that you have a right to an abortion.
It's not illegal to have an abortion.
Right, it's not illegal to have one.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Yeah, and 2015 is the latest number that I can find in a cursory search for the number of abortions in the U.S. Maybe somebody else has other statistics about that. Paul, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in. We got 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, don't ask it unless it's completely answerable, and Joe and I know the answer for sure and can answer.
Otherwise, we'll hang up on you, Paul.
Which we'll do at 9 o'clock anyway, so it's inevitable.
All right. If you were a woman, would you prefer to have an abortion or wait until the child is full grown and delivered and have it killed after it is born through either riots, murders, or even self-destruction, suicide? Which would you prefer, after or before?
I would prefer after, but because I don't know that all those terrible things you outlined are going to happen to any child in particular.
Okay, Joe. The book that I read, after the war, they divided up Europe, and Stalin took 50 million or 60 million people and killed them because they associated with the Nazis. And the way that he did it is that they kneeled in front of him and they shot him in the back of the head.
There may have been a lot of people dead, but they didn't kneel in front of Joe Stalin and get shot.
Well, he had them kneel, period.
Okay. Well, during the purges of the 1930s, he killed a lot more people, too, so I'm here.
Well, yeah, and that didn't even take into consideration the number of men, women, and children that were killed in the concentration camps of Germany.
All right, we got you, Paul. Thank you so much. I think Joe had the answer. That's a miracle. All right. Tough topic, folks, but we'll continue with open phones during the 9 a.m. hour. We'd love to hear from you. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line will be open. Sunbury Motor Company, our sponsor. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Joe McGranahan is here. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you haven't signed up for Text Connect yet, you can do so at wdkok.com. We'll send you important breaking news messages. I think we sent out a Text Connect yesterday, and we don't harass you. We don't sell the list. You don't get any ads. It's an opportunity for you to get notified that there's an important news story brewing, and you might want to follow up on that. In the news right now, a unique partnership has been formed by three region organizations that could bring a hotel to the coal region. The Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, the Northumberland County Industrial Development Corporation, and the Shamokin Area Business for Economic Revitalization are the organizations starting the partnership. They say they've had some contact from developers who might be interested in building a hotel in the coal region to support the AOAA and the trap shooting tournaments and other activities that are happening in the coal region, plus Knoebels Groves. Visitors could be aided by that particular hotel. One of the largest 4th of July events in the Valley is in desperate need of volunteers. The annual Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade is looking for more people to help with this year's parade, scheduled for June 29th. President Kevin Bittenbender says they need about 35 volunteers in the months leading up to the parade and about 100 on parade day. He says meetings are monthly and last about an hour or two. The next meeting is February 12th at the East Buffalo Township Municipal Building. He says youth are encouraged to volunteer.
They're the future of the parade, and if we don't have the youth movement in our volunteer platoon, per se, it's going to be tough to continue a parade.
You can find more information about the parade at UnionCountyVeterans4thOfJuly.com. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey says he'll vote against a bill reflecting President Donald Trump's demand for border wall funding in exchange for temporary protections for some immigrants. U.S. Senator Pat Toomey says he'll vote for that bill. U.S. Senator Pat Toomey says he's going to vote against a budget bill that would keep the government open through February 8th. But Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey says he'll vote for that measure, so thus offsetting Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate delegation on those, if they both vote as they say they plan to. But again, the whole purpose of today's exercise is to find out how people will really vote on these two measures. And records are made to be broken, or so it said. The chief of police in Houston says he's achieved a personal best by logging someone's worst efforts at driving. Chief Art Avenado says that the Houston Chronicle newspaper says he issued a ticket to someone who flew past him going 140 miles an hour in a 65 zone. That's faster than Joe goes to work. His previous high
faster than I come up the driveway even.
I know, that's crazy. His previous high for a speeder was 130 miles an hour in a 55 zone. He says the Dodge Viper nearly blew his doors off as it sped by, and he chased it in his SUV, which he had to rev up to 120 miles an hour to start the process of catching up. He says he could have arrested the driver, but decided just to write him a ticket, the fine about $300 for going 140 miles an hour.
I would think that deserves more than a ticket.
Well, there must be some other fines or fees or levies or something.
Well, certainly that's very, very dangerous.
I thought it was like $1 a mile per hour or over or something like
that. I've never heard that.
So, but it goes up. The faster you go, the farther you are from the posted legal speed limit.
Sure.
So the higher the ticket. I don't know. How does it work, Joe?
I don't know.
You don't ask your police?
Well, we seldom get anybody going that speed on 11 and 15, thank God.
Oh, jeez. And your tickets were never that high?
The tickets I got?
Or did you get out of all of them?
No, one of them. But the other one, I paid the fine because I was guilty.
Okay.
But I wasn't going that fast. I was going 70 in a 55.
Okay.
And I got stopped correctly.
Well, 70 in a 55 around here, that's cruising speed. Honestly, yeah.
Well, I will admit there were people going past me before the cop got me, but...
That's your bad luck that day.
That was mine.
All right. Well, we have a couple of emails pending.
And a text.
And a text, yes. So why don't we start out with the text, which, strangely enough, starts at the top and goes down.
Well, it's unusual. When did abortion become reproductive health care? Health care is supposed to help sick and injured people, not kill babies. The left has perverted the meaning of health care to allow an abortion as a baby is born. To allow abortion as a baby is born is pure evil.
You mean the partial birth abortion.
Well, now, beyond that, as I understand the bill that Governor Cuomo signed, and maybe I just, it was somebody's interpretation. I don't know whether it actually says this or not, but the interpretation I saw online said that it would permit abortion up to birth, that if the child hadn't been born yet, you could abort it.
Oh, dear.
So.
And that would be permitted.
That would be permitted under New York law, according to the analysis I saw. And I didn't have, I just saw that this morning, and I didn't have time to check it out to see whether it was really true or not. So,
all right. Another individual on the topic of the Covington Catholic
okay,
students.
Okay, our friend Tom writes in. I have to clear my throat for this one. If it were me and I came across these religious nut jobs, I would have kept on walking. They have nothing of value to offer but trouble. Look what the evangelicals wearing MAGA hats gave us. Nothing of value and plenty of trouble. Should have kept on walking. Time to start impeachment hearings. It's indisputable that Trump paid off a porn star and a Playboy bunny and broke campaign laws. There are five witnesses and recordings. His lawyer has already been charged with the crime. We don't need the Mueller report. Let's throw the bum out now.
These are capital letters, folks.
All capital. When you're typing all caps, you're screaming, are you not? I also agree with Mark. When you wear a MAGA hat, you are sending bad vibes. My opinion is that half of Trump's supporters are just like him, and I personally know quite a few.
Thank you. In capital letters. Appreciate the support. Thank you, sir. Very much appreciated. 1-800-795-95.
So describe a religious nut job for me and the people who were down there. Is he talking about the Israelites?
The Covington Catholic kids.
Or is he talking about the Covington Catholic kids? They're the religious nut jobs.
It's the subject line of his email. That's why I say that, not because
I think
it's
true. Should make it clear.
Right. Well, that's true. You could be any one of them.
He considers a group of Catholic high school kids wearing MAGA hats and religious nut jobs. Okay, so we know where he's coming from. But says nothing about the Israeli, black Israeli Hebrews who were screaming and cursing at people. So,
Are they religious? Is that
well? And the Indian, Native American, claimed he was praying
right,
by
that
beating on the drum.
Right, that's a prayer song that he was doing.
Right,
the Native American equivalent of the what's the thing Catholics do? You know, your beads and
the rosary.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
The beads.
Isn't that how I can't?
Yeah, worry beads. We're Greeks.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I couldn't remember the name of that. I love the rosary, my lovely bride. Says it and listens to it, and I just couldn't think of it.
Okay. So,
but in any event, yeah, somebody said it's a common Native American prayer within this tribe, and that's what it is. It's an equivalency thing where you have, you know, it's a prayerful repetition with the drumming and the petitions and the
well, if you're not a Native American and someone came up to you pounding on a drum and chanting, what would you assume? Would you assume it was a religious ceremony, or would you think they were attempting to intimidate you in some way? What would you think? I mean, these are high school kids. They don't know.
Well, I would think intimidation would be the thought about, you know, outcome that they were looking for.
Right, that they were trying to intimidate the kids.
Well, and if you watch the video, it was clearly intimidating. You know, the kids are off on their own. They're not causing any problems.
No, they were minding their own business.
The man with the drum slowly walks up to them and gets right in their face, literally in their face. And it wasn't in their way. It wasn't like they wanted to go from point A to point B and the kids were in the way.
Well, no, but he claimed originally they blocked his path. They wouldn't let him retreat. Well, retreat to me means going backwards. Nobody was behind him stopping him. He could have retreated easily. But, you know, he stood there and pounded on the drum.
I think people didn't expect this to be so well documented that initially you could say whatever you want, but then everybody finds out later the videos.
Well, you look at
even with the audio tracks.
Even in professional football today, there are cameras everywhere and big mistakes get recorded, it seems.
Okay. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're sifting through some material that relates to the U.S. government shutdown. Abortion's been a through line through this because the March for Life ties to the discussion that we're having. There's a element that popped up that do the MAGA hats symbolize racism? And I said the answer to that is yes. If you're talking about do they connect you to the president who stands for those things, then the answer is yes. The answer wouldn't be, it doesn't mean the wearer is a racist, just that they support the president who has those views.
I don't see how you can arrive at that. That is sophistry or convoluted reasoning of the highest order.
So are you
if
saying
if you believe the red hat is a symbol of all those things, then anyone who wears it is certainly advocating those terrible things, or should be in your mind.
Well, they're supporting the president. Do you agree the MAGA hat supports the president?
Yes. Well,
do you agree
they
the president,
say they are in concert with his goal to make America great again.
Do you agree the president has racist views?
No, I don't necessarily.
Not the Muslim ban, not the
I don't consider
Mexican
it a Muslim
rapists.
Ban. I consider it, Mark, those things were a long time ago, and they were taken largely out of context.
The Muslim ban was just something in the news yesterday.
Right, but
about
it was upheld by the Supreme Court. I mean, it was modified. Yes, he said some things. I mean, you're talking about the Ninth U.S. Circuit, which everything that has any hint of conservatism is considered to be illegal in the Ninth Circuit.
So that was upheld there.
There, yes.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, President Trump certainly has
poorly expressed
his views on a number of issues. I don't think that he's a racist, but I don't think he articulates. I mean, I don't think he's a good speaker, to be honest with you. He repeats himself. He's redundant. He says things that make him sound a little foolish. But I don't think he is. I don't think the man could have succeeded. I don't think the American people would have elected someone they absolutely thought was an idiot.
So you don't think
right or left
a boisterous alpha male white male can succeed in America if he's racist? Wow, you have missed quite a bit of history, Mr. History Buff. Please read the next email if you don't mind.
Okay, well this one's kind of sad. School kids in D.C. with MAGA hats equals hate, racism. Period. Abortion is a woman's choice, their body. Over the years, half the white senators and congressmen have impregnated their interns and paid for their abortions.
There you have it. What about the president's views against trans transgender
in the military. In the military.
No.
He didn't come out and say,
too.
I don't like transgender people. Can you give me a quote where he said, I don't like transgender people. There's something wrong with them. They need to be checked.
No, he doesn't have to say that. He takes action. Oh, my gosh.
Only action I know he took is to, there were some protections that I think laws that he rolled back.
Right. President Obama had some protections for transgender individuals in the workplace, and President Trump undid those.
Right. Okay.
So there's another molecule of the evidence.
Okay. But does that mean he hates transgenders, or does it mean that he thinks we were overregulated in a certain area? Is it possible that he just felt the regulation went too far to solve a problem that may not be as great as that was thought to be?
So are you saying he's not as racist as I think, or he's only a little racist? Which are you saying?
I'm saying that I think the man, I want to separate what he does from what he says. What he says could easily be construed as being racist. I won't argue that with mm-hmm. you, you know. What he does, the things that he's doing, could easily be explained another way. Does that answer your question?
Do you think his NFL rants, which are, 2 years old now, do you think those are racist? Because most of the...
No, I think those relate to the fact that he was denied an NFL franchise. It's probably getting back at the people who...
The players. The black players who are kneeling.
Oh, the
now
black,
you have to go back 2 years to characterize this.
I think he was looking for a fight with the NFL.
Okay.
You know, but on the other hand, I think they gave him a good fight to pick on them with, kneeling during the national anthem.
Yeah, but he was on the side of the NFL as a corporation, you know, sort of as an entity.
No, not really. He was saying they should have done more. They should have stopped it. A couple of his
that's
quotes
right. Yeah,
was...
If this were me, I'd fire you. I remember that.
You'd be fired. So, you know... I think they gave him a perfect opportunity.
Who's that woman running for president? We just saw a quote from her, a fake quote.
Kamala Harris?
No, the other one.
Pocahontas?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
That Elizabeth Warren.
Horribly racist term that you have adopted also.
That's what he calls her. Yes, that's reprehensible, I suppose.
It's not racist?
But look, Pocahontas was not a bad person. She was a very good person. To call you Pocahontas, if I said you remind me of Dr. Martin Luther King, would you be offended? If I called you Dr. King, would you be offended by that?
I need hip boots over here now, baby. Okay. We're going to take a quick
break.
Would
you be offended by that?
If anybody thinks the president has elements of racism that are guiding his policies, many of his policies or his courts or his judges or his nominees or his actions or some of these reprehensible remarks.
His courts? His judges?
Well, his judges. I mean...
You think Judge Kavanaugh is a racist? You think Gorsuch is a racist?
I think in their past, they...
Wow. Now I need the hip boots.
Well, I'll have to go back to the argument. I think I'm out on a ledge
here. Rob, could you send more hip boots over here, please?
Here's what I recall. I'll have to go back and do the research again. But when they were up for courts, it was clear that in the past they had made rulings that... made it clear that they didn't favor women or minorities.
Okay, well now the Democrats...
And then they got on the Supreme Court. So
the Democrats have been questioning his judicial picks on things like their faith. They're asking, the one judge was asked, he was a member of the Knights of Columbus.
Oh, let's talk about that when we come back. That's a good clipping. That's a barn burner waiting to be exposed. All right, so we're going to talk about that, but we'll take more comers here. 1-800-795-9565. I admit that I'm on a cliff when I declare without fail that the president is a racist because all they have are evidence pieces. We don't have... the smoking gun where he says, I don't like women, blacks, Native Americans, transgender individuals. And please don't tell me, hey, Mark, all those aren't races. I mean, the Mexican isn't a race. So please, just I'm aware of that. But just show his prejudicial side. 1-800-795-9565. Joe says it's okay to call Native American women Pocahontas, whether they have any in their bloodstream or not. I say no.
I just said I don't think the name is in and of itself insulting since she was historically not a bad person.
All right.
I called you Hitler, that would be a different thing.
The old white man has decided that the disparaging names we're using for young individual
women... And the middle-aged
women
white man has gone off the deep end
again. ...is personally okay. We'll be right back.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making revolutions, resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old lang syne? This kid wants some new lang syne.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. No emails, no text, no phone numbers, which means I haven't given them out. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565 is the phone number. That's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We've been talking about the Covington Catholic students. The wall popped up earlier this week. President Donald Trump and what I have called his racist interests, or his inherent bias, I guess, if we want to go that far back into his psyche. We have talked about abortion because the Covington Catholic students versus the Native American, that standoff took place during the March for Life. So abortion's been injected throughout all of these conversations. A vibrant discussion all week, so call us now, 1-800-795-9565. And the Knights of Columbus popped up in one of the clippings that relates to Joe's research.
The president has appointed 51 judicial picks, or announced 51 judicial picks, including two for the liberal Ninth Circuit. He did that on Tuesday of this week. Let's see here. On the roll was Brian Buechler, I think it is, B-U-E-S-C-H-E-R, Buechler?
Yeah, Boucher.
Boucher or something like that, yeah. For a seat as the United States District Judge for the District in Nebraska, or District of Nebraska. In December, Senator Kamala Harris, who is now running for president, and Mazie Hirono of Hawaii raised concerns about the Omaha-based lawyer's membership in the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic service organization, prompting legal commentators to suggest the Democrats were engaging in religious discrimination.
Now, read that sentence again. That's pivotal to the whole rest of what you're going to read.
From the beginning?
No, just that one sentence. That's a long one.
Raised concerns about the Omaha-based lawyer's membership in the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic service organization, prompting legal commentators to suggest the Democrats were engaging in religious discrimination. The Knights of Columbus has taken a number of extremist positions, Hirono said in a questionnaire sent to Buechler, or whatever, however you pronounce his name correctly. For example, it was reported one of the top contributors to California's Proposition 8 campaign to ban same-sex marriage. Harris, in her questions to the nominee, called the Knights of Columbus an all-male society and asked the Nebraska lawyer if he was aware that...
Wait, is that a disparaging remark, calling them an all-male society? Because it is...
They're all male.
An all-male society. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. And the implication is there's something wrong with that. And asked the Nebraska lawyer if he was aware that the group was anti-abortion and opposed to same-sex marriage when he joined. The California senator and 2020 presidential hopeful also referenced Supreme Knight Carl A. Anderson's statement that abortion amounted to, quote, the killing of the innocent on a massive scale, and asked if the candidate or the nominee agreed with that statement. So what he said in his response, he argued the Knights of Columbus official positions on issues do not represent every one of the group's members, and said he would recuse himself from hearing cases where he saw a conflict of interest. But suppose as a member of the Knights of Columbus, he does think abortion is wrong, and he does think that it, you know, that it's something that we should stop. Isn't that his right in this country? The same way a member of the progressive movement who was nominated for a position on the court might feel exactly the opposite. So what are we trying to get? Are we trying to get people that only agree with us ideologically, or are we trying to get, and I love the word because the left use it all the time, diversity? But apparently the diversity we want doesn't include people who disagree with us.
I don't know what you can say about the Knights of Columbus. You know, they're probably the
they do a lot of good, as do the Masons.
Right. The top echelon of their organization probably does lobby and support and fund fights that they wish to get involved
group,
in.
It's a religious group, and the position of the Catholic Church is against abortion. So if the Knights of Columbus are a group of Catholic
what
men...
What was Trebuchet, what was his answer to that question? Do you think abortion is...
He said
wrong.
What he said was, in his response, he argued the Knights of Columbus' official positions on issues do not represent every one of the group's members, and said he would recuse himself from hearing cases where he saw a conflict of interest.
Okay.
But
good
what,
answer.
With his faith or with his beliefs?
His Catholic or his Knights of Columbus membership?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a member of AAA. So if we have a law that says speeding is bad, should I recuse myself because I'm part of an automotive association?
Well, I guess they're trying to get at what his true views are. You know, you can't ask him if he favors abortion or not. But if you're a true blue member of, or true red and blue and yellow and gold member of the Knights of Columbus, then that would be telling anyway.
Well, the Knights of Columbus does not have the authority to take personal political positions on behalf of all of its approximately 2 million members. If confirmed, I will apply all provisions of the Code of Conduct for United States judges regarding recusal and disqualification. In an op-ed piece this week, the Washington Post, entitled Anti-Catholic Bigotry is Alive in the U.S. Senate, columnist Michael Gerson wrote that the questions, like the ones from Harris and Hirano, were inappropriate and scare the hell out of vast sections of the country. Missing from the list of renominated judges for now were three conservatives the White House said it will install on the Ninth Circuit without first seeking what's known as a blue slip or an opinion from California Senators Feinstein and Harris. Well, yeah, they're not going to agree.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Weigh in on this topic. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the president, Trump's nominee, being questioned about his membership in the Knights of Columbus. It would be telling. So, I mean, it definitely describes something about you. All right, we're going to do quick...
Do the Masons favor abortion, or don't they take political positions?
I do not know.
Oh, you're not a Mason?
I am not a Mason.
Okay.
I might be someday, but I'm not yet.
Well, they do. I mean, I have I have relatives who were Masons. It seems like a wonderful organization. I mean, in high school, I knew kids who were members of DMLA. They were wonderful kids.
Well, and my uncle was a Knights of Columbus... upper echelon poobah, I forget. But seriously, they put on quite a show at his funeral and at the burial, and it was very touching and noteworthy and appropriate. Well,
as is the Mason ceremony for a deceased member. It's very moving.
All right, so we're going to give you some words here, and then I got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. We have, first and foremost, an open line, 1-800-795-9565. Always see somebody's on one line, the other one's ringing, so good. All right, but we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number, and that is sponsored personally by Terry, Tyler, Steve, Kathy, Jennifer, and Brad. Now, who are those people, and why are they paying for our toll-free line? Well, they are the owners and operator of the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Danville Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, and Shade Mountain Pharmacy. And they want to remind you that they give out their names. They wear the name tag so that you know that you're going to be treated on a first-name basis. You can know their name. They'll get to know your name, and that will help you because they'll get to know what kind of medicines that you are prescribed, maybe a new medicine, maybe something you're interested in trying. It'll give you an opportunity to talk to them about possible drug interactions and negative outcomes and positive outcomes. What could really work? They can talk about that. They can also talk about delivery right to your home or workplace. They can talk about the drug take-back boxes that are at some of the pharmacies. They can talk about everything. They sell a lot of goods at these stores, a lot of health and beauty aids and chocolate bars. That's why I like to stop by and get to know the pharmacist so I can buy a chocolate bar off the books. And so this is an opportunity for you to get some assistance. 1-800-795-9565 is sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacies. That is the Hometown Pharmacies toll-free line. We'll be right back. We got callers waiting and emails in. All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we are on the home stretch, about 20 minutes left in the show. We've got two open lines. Oh, no, now one is ringing. One open line, 1-800-795-9565. I see now four emails pending. We went from an empty email in basket to four emails. So let's read an email, take a call, read an email, take a call.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
As far as transgenders in our military, the president wisely decided that not only the confusion, but also the cost of medical care was something that should not be taken up by the military. He never, never said he had a beef with transgenders or anyone else, by the way.
Let me stop you. What that good listener said is true. That is the rest of the story, that it is medical costs that
right.
the president cited.
Okay. So that makes him a bigot, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying okay. he doesn't say these things. This he comes up with reasons to take these actions.
And this is a bad reason?
Well, I think you could have an argument about that reason.
Okay.
But his real motive is deeper and hidden. But
okay,
anyway, go
okay.
ahead.
But you wisely see it. I'm impressed.
Well, I think everybody sees it but you.
I take great, apparently our writer doesn't see it either. I take great umbrage with anyone thinking our great commander-in-chief or his supporters are racist, big. Or any other derogatory term for that matter. I had terribly crooked teeth and had to wait until age 22 when they came off to enlist. Does that mean the Navy is anti-orthodontics or sailors with braces? Well, does it? Of course not, by golly. Come on, Mark, let's get real. Stop picking. Your fellow American, David.
Our former crooked teeth American sailor. Well, thank you for your service, David. Very much appreciated. Dan, double click on Dan, please.
Double click on Dan. Dan, you're double clicked. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, in the Knights of Columbus and picking judges, you know, the progressive movement is trying to stamp out all biblical morality. They want to get it out of the system. We got to get rid of it. We all have to be progressive, and we all have to think alike. And that's what that's all about. They don't, you know.
Well, how are they doing that?
You know what Judge Kavanaugh went through? Because he had biblical morality, and he went through I don't see how he could go through that and come out unscathed. And this is what President Trump's gone through because he's promoting biblical morality. He's gone through a living hell. Every day that man is disparaged by the media, and they beat him up all day long. All day long they beat him. He'll get up the next morning and start all over. And I don't think any other person could do that. It takes the fortitude of a Trump. And the same for Judge Kavanaugh. And if people think we live in a democracy, well, we don't. If we lived in a democracy and voted on gay marriage, I can promise you it would have never went. People would have never voted for it. Even President Obama was against gay marriage till he got reelected the second time. Then he could say what he really thought. He couldn't be honest the first time. So, you know, it's stamping out a biblical morality in our society. It's been going on for many years. And the progressives keep right on working at it. That's why 92% of the media hates Trump every day. They get up in the morning finding way any little thing they can say all day long for hate Trump. And this is what's going on. The hate's on the progressive side. It's not on the MAGA hat people. I met so many people with MAGA hats that I didn't even know. And all they want is a constitutional government in America that's a capitalist society that don't want any more socialism that's in our society right now. That's all they want. they don't want to put any more socialist agenda than we already have.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Yep, you
appreciate
guys have a good one.
You too.
And thanks for the time.
Right. All right, thank you so much.
We have another email
I'm
here.
Sorry, hold on, Lance.
We have another email here that I think is rather interesting. It says, this is from Doug in Lewistown. He says, I don't remember Trump ever being accused of being racist before he decided to run for president. Liberals love to throw that term out at anyone who doesn't agree with them. If you don't agree with Obama, you're a racist. If you don't want illegal immigrants entering our country, you're a racist. But when a group of Hebrew blacks yelled truly racist insults at MAGA cap-wearing young people, well, they deserve it because they are pro-life Trump supporters. Unbelievable.
It's too bad you don't see it. Well, that's sad. But it's real, and it's happening. It's in its America. It's in the president. It's in his supporters. But if you don't see it, then you got to open your eyes.
And one of our texters says, these leftist fools, Senator Harris and Hirano, accuse Trump of being a racist and bigot on a daily basis. Yet they show their bigotry against Catholics every time there's a judge nominee in front of them who happens to be Catholic. Can we all say hypocrites?
All right. Go ahead, Lance. You are next.
Okay. Why, insofar as our president really being a racist, you really ought to read some of Ben Carson's books. As soon as he realized, you know, that Trump was going to be the favored candidate, he put his support behind the guy, and he articulates why. I mean, in his dealings with his hotels and things like that, you can point to literally hundreds of people who were promoted to really, positions of real responsibility that were minorities. And it seemed almost like he went out of his way to do it. And the fact that Trump gave him the responsibility that he did, and he's really qualified for that, Ben Carson is, because he lived in those projects. And he knew what it took to get out of there. And I think that is what we should be working on, of course, in the inner city, is how to make folks so they don't need all that. And just based on that. But, you know, it seems like that journalists are the only folks who believe that they have the ability to take their own beliefs, set them aside, to do their job. See? They don't think judges do. When a judge is supposed to be a judge, totally impartial. It's why they have the scales of justice, you know.
Yeah, okay. I have read one of Ben Carson's books at your suggestion, so
okay.
It's very, very interesting. He's
great.
It's an eye-opener. I recommend it. He'd have made a great president.
Hey, thanks, Lance.
Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call.
Back,
boy, great. We got some great emails pending.
Yes,
go ahead,
we do. This one is, I think, directed at me. If you think the president has any intention of flattering Elizabeth Warren by calling her Pocahontas, you must think little Marco, low-energy Jeb, crooked Hillary, and horse-faced Stormy are also being held in his high esteem. He ridicules her because she has claimed Native American ancestry. Watch the many Howard Stern interviews with Trump, and his view of women as objects comes across loud and clear. He was so racially discriminatory as a landlord. You can sugarcoat and bend the facts, but the truth is there for all to see. Take off those blinders.
All right. Well said. Thank you so much.
And let's see. One of our other writers says, if I can get this over here, it's Bob. He says, good morning. Way to go, Nancy Pelosi, not allowing the president to have his speech. Hashtag one win for you. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday decided to allow the Trump administration to enforce its ban on transgender troops while litigation over the ban continues, granting the administration a stay. The high court split 5-4 in allowing the plan to take effect, with the court's live conservatives greenlighting it and its four liberal, I guess he meant five, but he said five conservatives greenlighting it and its four liberal members saying they would not have. He is stupid. President Trump resign now. Stupid.
Boy,
thanks,
we heard that word a lot this week.
Yes, it is, and it's this time from somebody who's on the other side.
Let's move on to the top one, that one right there.
Okay. Why do I see pictures of Trump with Rosa Parks and Jesse Jackson getting awards for helping the black community in New York if he's such a racist? He has named many women and blacks to his administration, so I can't see any discrimination there either. The MSM will say anything to further their hatred for this man who beat their darling Hillary. I assume he means mainstream media.
I believe so. Okay. Not MSN. Rick, last caller before a quick break. You're on the mark.
I'd like to ask if is it racist to apply for a job and putting down that you're a minority member and getting it?
Well, they
when
say
you're
some,
not?
Some say Elizabeth
Is that
Warren.
Racist? Because we kind of forgot why President Trump called her Pocahontas. She claimed to be of Indian heritage to get, I believe it was Harvard, to be the head of the Harvard Law School, and they hired her and said that she's the first minority member ever. That's why he called her Pocahontas. But is that racist to claim to be a minority when you're not? She should have used her white privilege.
Well, you have a point there. I guess it could be considered racist. It certainly is cultural appropriation, which we hear that bandied about quite a bit. Try to pretend mm-hmm. you're something you're not. If she were claiming to be a military hero, there's a law against that called stolen valor. So maybe there mm-hmm. should be a law against claiming to be something you aren't generally.
But I'm just wondering. We lose the context of why he called her Pocahontas. I think that she should be rebuked for claiming to be a minority, getting the job, and then advertise that she's the first minority one to head this. She should be rebuked for that, not praised.
Oh, I think she's been.
And I don't believe President Trump ever.
You haven't heard the media coverage? I mean, she's been widely outed. I would say this is.
That's what I said. But you were just saying it was racist for President Trump to call her Pocahontas.
I think it's probably, you know, it's a derogatory term. It's politically incorrect one time.
It's not derogatory. Pocahontas was a great woman. She was a great Indian woman.
It's the ongoing use of that
Clark.
I say it's the ongoing use of that name.
A lot more guts than most of the women have today, I'll tell you that much.
All right.
It's all in context is the way I look at it.
We might as well relax because Alicia Cortez says we only have 12 years left.
I didn't know that
the planet's going to be over in 12 years, so we might as well just party it up because I don't think we can fix this in 12 years.
All right, hold on one second. Yes. Rob only gives us one opinion a year.
It's very rare when I talk in politics, but I look at it as context. As Trump is not saying it in a complimentary manner.
Right.
He's not saying that Pocahontas was a bad woman or anything like that. He's just the way he's saying it and the way he means it. That he's saying it. It's all about context.
Trying to disparage her character. Okay. All right. Thank you,
and
Rob.
About Alicia Cortez's statement that we only have 12 years left? It's climate change is really going to be it. If she don't have all the money we got right now, this is it. It's over. 12 years.
She should have run that by Al Gore.
This is 2019 and 2031. It's it. This is just going to be a rock.
Rick, right. She should have run that past Al Gore. He made a similar prediction a few years ago that didn't pan out for him.
All right, we got you.
No, not real good. I think they're really trying to con me into giving up my money and power. It's really not even just the money. I think it's more the power of socialism.
All right,
but
we got you.
But you all have a good day today.
Thanks,
I got to get back to work.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks for calling in. Very much appreciated. All right, we got a caller coming in. We got 1, 2, 3 emails pending, and it looks like maybe 3 texts, hard to say.
Yes.
And Stan texts so fast, they all blend together. But we appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be on those shortly.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Texts.
Yeah, we're jumping email. Today. The first texter says, the transgender in the military issue is a readiness issue. If a person is under medical care while transitioning, they are undeployable. Military service is about readiness. If people are fully transitioned and don't require medical care, then let them serve. Otherwise, they can find another way to serve their country. The other thing is, why should the taxpayers be on the hook to pay for transsexuals' transition? It's an elective medical treatment, not a necessity.
All right, then the email.
All right, the email says, I would be interested to hear the position on all of our Bible-believing callers on the Ten Commandments and if they think are relevant to President Trump. I know they seem to give him a pass on number 6, adultery, number 9, coveting his daughter as well as other men's wives, number 2, taking God's name in vain. We could go on, but I'm sure to many it will be fake news. However, there are the ones that the come on your program waving their Bibles from an admitted sinner, signed Dick.
All right. I think they overlooked that because of the actions he takes in Washington, D.C. That's what they want. They realize he's a train wreck of a human, but, you know, look what he's doing.
Well, that's an insult to train wrecks everywhere.
Chris, you're on the mark.
And Liberty College guy had Trump hired his company to fix the online polls. So that brings up the question of who would Jesus rig an election for?
You're talking about Jerry Falwell?
Falwell, yeah, it's one of his relatives who's big in the Liberty University, or I'm not sure he's a relative or a vice president in charge of finance or something like that. Yeah, his company was hired to rig the online polls.
Huh? Must have missed that one.
Yeah, well, the good Christians don't mind lying for Trump. But anyway, Trump does have a long history of racism that goes back to his father's company that he was running and still carrying out their discriminatory practices. They got called out twice by the government. And
but what's the evidence today? That's more relevant.
But the evidence, I don't know. He'll use anybody that will help him, but he does. The evidence today is his policies that help support voter repression in black areas. The judges he appoints that also take away the Civil Rights Act that was protecting black voters voting in the southern states.
Which specific laws were overturned?
The Civil Rights Act.
The Civil Rights Act was not overturned. It was not overturned.
The ones that allowed the states had to get federal approval to change their voting laws.
Right. Well, we don't have poll taxes anymore.
That was overturned.
We don't have poll taxes anymore, and I haven't heard anybody claiming they've been disenfranchised.
Chris, we're going to have to continue this tomorrow. We'll have a segment of open phones.
Hey, by the way, they did do tomahawk chops.
The teens did. Yeah, we saw
it.
Oh, yeah, it happened.
Yeah, you said twice. Joe said twice yesterday they did.
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They were cheering, but
they
weren't doing the tomahawk
chops. And they also did the drone singing.
It's all in plain sight. All right, thank you, Chris. We'll finish this tomorrow. Tomorrow, Ben Reichle is the co-host. We'll have some guests on the first part of the show, then open phones. This is WDKOK Sunbury.